Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
No, we're not working on Christmas Eve. We worked really hard to get it in our contract that we wouldn't be working today, so you're not hearing us live.
I'd hate to make both Jesus and Santa Claus angry. So, yes, we're taking the day off, but hope you're enjoying some really good A&G replays. Dig in. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show. If you want to donate to more people being able to get into scouting, just go to armstrongandgetty.com, armstrongandgetty.com. We made it easy.
First, a witticism, and then a new feature. Jack makes the choice.
Oh, boy.
Here is the witticism. It is actually a cartoon. Two fellows. One is obviously in terrible distress. The other looks very, very smug. The caption is, "Leftist mentality in a nutshell." The distressed guy is screaming, "Help! I'm getting bitten to death by ants!" And his smug companion says, "Not all ants." Oh, boy. It makes you stop and
think. Mm-hmm. All right.
Welcome to Jack Makes the Choice.
We're concerned there's going to be a backlash against all ants, so we don't want to say anything about the ants that are biting you to death.
Yeah, just the radicalized ants really are biting us to death.
Is one of my choices going home?
Oh, boy. If it were, you wouldn't be hearing my voice. Here's your choice. Why is South Korean fertility so low?
Yeah. It's the lowest in the world, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And, well, they're both so good. Or J.D. Vance is the white Ibram X. Kendi. I'm sorry. I stumbled over that. Ibram X. Kendi.
As soon as you said J.D. Vance, I was thinking the other one I want because I don't want anything in politics. But that is intriguing just because I can't even imagine what it is.
You know, I'm going to give you a capsule summary of that one, then we'll do the South Korea story. J.D., who wrote so movingly and persuasively in Hillbilly Elegy about his people in rural Appalachia and their self-defeating beliefs and attitudes. It was a look at, and I've made this quote several times, great Elvis Costello song, The Deep, Dark, Truthful Mirror. It was a good long stare into that mirror, and it was remarkably candid. It seems as though he's decided it's much, much better politics to work the grievance side of the aisle and tell people you're being cheated and the world is stacked against you and I will be your savior. That might just be a reflection of the fact that, yes, that sort of politics is much more popular than you need to take a look at yourself and solve your own problems. And kind of as an adjunct to that, there's an interesting story in the Journal today entitled, "The War on Poverty Failed This West Virginia County, and They're No Longer Waiting for Help." Well, good. Good. And, you know, someday I'd like to get back to discussing how the average American would move to find work many times in their lives a very, very short time ago, and now people seem to have some sort of belief that they have a God-given right to stay where they are because it's familiar and comfortable. It's odd. It's a real change. Anyway, this is longish, and we'll just touch on some of the main points.
Because Korean men can't satisfy their women's.
I'm not sure that's it. Why is South Korean fertility so low? Listen to this now. Comprehend this if you can. Its population, optimistically, is projected to shrink by over two-thirds in the next 100 years. If current fertility rates persist, you've got 100 South Koreans today. They will have only 6 great-grandchildren between them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember from reading America Alone by Mark Stein back in the days. When you do the math on the spiral of dropping below 2.1 kids per woman, it's amazing math. It's like compound interest. It's exactly mm-hmm. like compound interest, the way it works. And it's astounding how quickly you run out of people.
Yeah, yeah. So here are a couple of stats for you. The world fertility rate in 1960, which line's the world? Oh, there it is, was it's around 5 children per
5?
Woman.
That's because men back then could satisfy their women.
Oh, boy. Interesting, they don't have the U.S. rate. It's mostly about Asia. But in South Korea, it was actually, in 1960, it was closer to 6
wow.
children per woman.
Wow. That's a lot of kids for the average.
And I will tell you, South Korea is more severe than the world, but the world's fertility rate has been declining quite significantly. But anyway, I'm just going to go one decade at a time for South Korea. In 1960, it was a little over 6 children per woman. In 1970, it was about 4.5. In 1980, it was about 2.7. 1990, it was 1.8. Whoa. 2000, 1.5. 2010, about 1.2. And 2020, it's like, what is the figure now? 0.8, I think.
You know, my theory, which it's not even really a theory, it's just a fact, isn't it? That for whatever reason, successful, safe cultures stop having kids. South Korea in 1960, they were coming out of the Korean War.
Yeah.
Not that many years earlier. When was the armistice? 53? So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're all, you know, children of war, and they're cranking out kids. As soon as you become very successful and safe, you stop having kids.
You know, in contrast to Jack's old bluesman theory.
Well, the kids satisfy their women's.
Scientists take a different view. Although it is, like so many things, cultural. In every developed country, I'm quoting now from the Science newsletter I'm reading here, women struggle to reconcile their careers with a satisfying family life and their preferred number of children. This trade-off is exceptionally severe in South Korea. Despite its very high level of female education, South Korea has the largest gender employment gap in the developed countries. There is almost no employment gap between men and unmarried women. I mean, the numbers are almost precisely the same. It's around 73% employment. The gap is driven by the fact that large numbers of women stop working when they have kids. Only 56% of mothers work, the fourth lowest in the OECD, which I can't remember what that stands for. It's the it's your developed countries. In South Korea, mothers' employment falls by 49% relative to fathers over 10 years. In the U.S., it falls by 25%, in Sweden by only 9%. South Korean women face a steep motherhood penalty, partly because of their insane work culture. South Koreans work more hours per year. It's about 130 hours more a year than Americans, and about 430 more than Swedes, for instance.
How many
makes
more?
It harder to balance work and motherhood or work or anything else?
How many more hours a year than Americans?
130.
Wow.
Yeah.
So more than 2 hours a week more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
there is intense pressure from employers for women not to have children. In surveys, 27% of female office workers report being coerced into signing illegal contracts promising to resign if they become pregnant or get married. Korean work culture is notoriously sexist, blah, blah, blah.
But this is different than the fact that they're not having kids in, like, Italy or France, where you have so much time off and you could say, well, you want to vacation and eat and blah, 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 and self-indulge, and you don't have kids. South Korea, they're working their asses off and not having kids.
Yeah, it is interesting. You're right. These facts about South Korea cannot be applied universally. I mean, the insane work culture.
So you can have more
starting
stuff?
When you're a child.
But so you can have more stuff, the two of you or the one of you with no kids?
They mentioned that there's intense competition for university places. Cram schools and private tuition are popular in many low-fertility Asian countries. Taiwan, Singapore, China, they mentioned. But South Korea is even worse. Almost 80% of children attend a hagwon, which is a type of private cram school operating in the evening and on weekends. Almost 80%. In 2023, South Koreans poured billions of dollars into the shadow education system. They're just absolutely obsessed with material success.
How happy are they?
Oh, miserable. They've got the highest suicide rate in the world, I think.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, there's giant decline in marriage. You know what I think is underappreciated, and I think about this a lot, and I don't think people feel it. Let me put it this way. I have trouble running into people who see it the same way I do. Not that they disagree, they just haven't thought about it. Cultures are like individuals. They can get diseased. And just because a culture is something doesn't mean it should be something. Or that there's nothing, I mean, there's little you can do as an individual about it. But it's, you've got to look at your culture like you're in a group of five friends. And your five friends make a terrible decision about what they're going to do. It's like the proverbial, if your friends jumped off a bridge. You've got to look at yourself separate from your culture. Going along with the cultural current needs to be a choice. We started the show by talking about living, what the hell? That's funny. I couldn't remember the term. Awareedly? In the moment, what's the?
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness, right. Mindfully. Participate in your culture mindfully.
Yeah. It's like I made this joke kind of a couple of weeks ago on our friend Tim, who's a famously childless, him and his wife, two very smart, successful people who have no interest in having kids. Is just, you know, how upset can you be about kids that aren't born? I mean, you'd have to care about your culture carrying on. And that's not the same as, like, a lot of what you and I do probably is because we got kids out there that are going to have to live in this country. And so I care a lot the direction it goes.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a motivator. It's one of the biggest motivators in world history. So nobody knows what it's like to have a society where you don't have kids, where you feel like, well, when I'm dead, what the hell do I care what happens to this country? Or everybody else is going to be dead too. None of my friends have kids. I mean, it's pretty hard to get super motivated to care about what the country's going to be like in 50 years if I'm gone and I've got no offspring.
So interestingly, back to Korea briefly, like China, they decided in the very early 60s as a new regime came to power that families were way too big, there were too many people, and shrinking family sizes would fuel economic development by freeing up more women to work and decreasing the number of dependents per worker. And so they had all sorts of, you know, societal pressure and tax breaks and slogans, have few children and bring them up well. Later posters encouraged parents to prioritize quality over quantity, with mottos such as, let's have two children and raise them well, or the frantic, two children is already too many. And it was absorbed into Asian culture, including South Korean culture, and they just stopped having kids. It's interesting. But as you point out, that ain't the story in Italy, for instance. Germany, the U.S., it's an interesting phenomenon.
Got to learn to satisfy your woman.
Yeah. Your women's.
Your women's. Got to satisfy your women's.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com. You know what's special about giving? It doesn't just help the person who receives the gift. It does something for you, too.
It's really as simple as this. The fastest way to feel joy during the holiday season, and always, is to give to someone in need.
The Salvation Army sees it every day. A hot meal, a safe place to sleep, a paid electricity bill, a kid unwrapping a toy on Christmas morning. Those are real moments your gift makes happen for your neighbors in need. And the best part? Every dollar you give stays local, making a real difference for people in your own community.
So, this giving season, don't hold back your generosity. Start giving today. With $25 a month, you can provide 70 meals a month for people in your community struggling with food insecurity. That's huge.
Think about the impact you can make on your neighborhood with this monthly donation.
So go ahead, give with joy, and feel it come right back at you. Donate at SalvationArmyUSA.org, or maybe drop something in the red kettle near you. Listen for the sound of the bell. SalvationArmyUSA.org. One more time, SalvationArmyUSA.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
National Review has got an editorial board piece out. If Trump wants to use military force to topple Maduro, he needs to call to Congress and ask for authorization. That's their take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if he'd get it. Would he get it?
No. No, I would guess not. Because there's nobody in America who's running around pitching the idea of attacking Venezuela. I mean, it has no constituency. I mean, we might not like drug cartels and that sort of thing, but what happens next? Unless we have like their top three generals who've said, oh, yeah, I'm totally down with the plan. I would love to be allied with the United States. Let's get this done. It would be a quagmire.
Given our recent experiments with regime change, I don't think a majority of Americans probably want to give that a whirl, be my guess.
I think you're absolutely right. Oh, speaking of Maduro, this is amusing. Establishments like CNN, the Associated Press, and the New York Times have all in various articles embraced the new narrative about Venezuela's Cartel de las Solas. It doesn't actually exist. It's not real. It's been made up. In spite of the fact that all of them covered the Biden administration prosecuting successfully a higher-up known as El Pollo, the chicken, back in 2023. This guy got extradited and prosecuted.
I want a better nickname if I'm going to be a high-up drug kingpin. I don't want to be the chicken.
Yeah, that's kind of weak. Dudes, look, I'm not going to shoot anybody over this, but the chicken? Really?
It's not the cock. You don't even get to be that.
No, it just says El Pollo. Anyway. Back when that was happening in the Biden administration, U.S. labels Maduro-tied Cartel de las Solas as a terror organization. It's not a cartel, per se, is the current headline in the AP. But back in the day when the Biden administration was prosecuting them, it was a dangerous organization.
Everybody always overplays their hand. You can go ahead and be against regime change in Venezuela. You don't have to pretend that they're not a narco state to do it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Got this story I wanted to touch on. There is a homeless encampment near the Space Needle in Seattle. It's gained international media attention. Well, at Seattle, after a very brief jog toward the right, and not just toward the right, from like openly communist to reasonable liberal, is now going to veer back leftward as Mayor-elect Katie Wilson, who is just a treat, takes office in January of 26. The Space Needle homeless camp is growing like a weed, and she has vowed to end junkie camp cleanups. They call them homeless camps to hide the fact that it's almost entirely junkies. But the growing camp highlights Seattle's worsening homeless crisis as Microsoft just announced it's moving its Build 2026 conference to Las Vegas and away from Seattle. It is widely believed this is due to safety concerns around the Seattle Convention Center.
Microsoft itself having their conference in a different town.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This Christmas, get a bonus AI Essentials course when you enroll in any My Computer Career IT program by the end of the year. That's a $3,900 value. Attend classes online or on campus. Enjoy lifetime job placement support and IT certifications in high demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Conditions apply to AI offer and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudionHearing.com. That's it.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Win Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Came across this piece, Katie, by Freya India, her name is. It's an interesting name. It was in the Free Press. And she says, and jump in anytime, I keep hearing about how there's too much pressure to settle down as a young woman. Apparently, everyone wants to know when you're getting married, when you're having kids. Being single is stigmatized, shamed, pitied. What? We supposedly feel so rushed to find partners that we choose wrong, and that's why relationships are failing.
Did she write this in 1950?
Well, that's kind of her point. It's this pressure to couple up, this feeling of being alone, blah, blah, blah. But this has never been my experience, she writes. My whole life, I've only ever felt the opposite.
Yeah.
An overwhelming pressure to be single.
Yeah. Yes. And looking, people giving you the side eye if you want to get married young and have kids, definitely.
Right. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, I mean, I know it varies by age. You know, I know a bunch of people that are in their 20s that's the last thing on their mind. And I also have friends that are around my age that are like, I better get going.
Yeah.
But that's an internal feeling, isn't it? As opposed to an external push?
Not completely.
No.
No. Because, you know, there's the pressure, all your friends around you are married. Well, when are you going to find your guy? You know, I mean, that happens.
Well, and societal pressure forms people's desires all the time.
Yeah.
But doesn't your clock start to tick and scream really loud when you get to be a...
No, it's deafening.
So she writes, in the secular liberal world, I used to think there were no expectations, no pressures. There is, though. The pressure today is to avoid anything that might stick, to run through life without getting snagged on any responsibilities, without getting tethered to someone else too early. I'm sure in some cultures there's some pressure to find someone, but I've felt rushed to do many things in modern life, and settling down has never been one of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I live in a liberal enclave, so I don't know how much it represents the rest of the United States on this topic, but there's certainly not community pressure to find a man, get married, and have kids around here.
Yeah, and she points out that in a recent podcast, Emma Watson, the intelligent yet utterly unwise Harry Potter gal, who's been slandering J.K. Rowling, even utterly unjustifiable, said something about women are made to feel like they have no worth or haven't succeeded in life until they settle down.
What?
And Freya again writes, I have a hard time understanding this. In my world, it's the opposite. The young woman who settles down has always been seen as wasting her potential.
Right.
The single, child-free, even divorced woman is strong, wise, and knows her worth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is just a completely made-up scenario.
Yeah. Most of the time, people aren't wondering why young women aren't having kids, but why we would at all. Nobody really mentions it, let alone pushes it. And I'm sure it wasn't always like this, but lately I see young men praised for committing while young women are warned. We are proud of young men. We pity young women.
That's an interesting way to look at it, but I can see where she's coming from, especially, you know, a lot of the people that are, or the women that are single, it's like that independent woman.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. Yeah. You're calling your own shots. You're not answering
right.
to the patriarchy who tells you need to get married and have a kid.
Huh.
Are you implying that the patriarchy is supposed to be running the household? Because if that's the case, I've gotten it wrong. Announce you're getting married in your 20s and complete strangers will rush to tell you horror stories about affairs and divorce and heartbreak. Why would you do that to yourself? Don't do what I did. Throw those years away. We don't scrutinize the 25-year-old who is still single, but the one who settles down. In
Clearly.
Fact, this feels like the only life decision left to disapprove of, the only one acceptable to judge. Wanting to commit is the one desire that is discouraged, treated with suspicion, the only thing in the modern world we are ever told to delay.
I agree with that, based on my observation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can add another layer to it as a guy from the rural Midwest. There's the, you only do that because there's nothing else to do. There's nothing better to do. Like, the better things are what?
I don't know what the better things are.
More money for a corporation. Having exotic vacations.
Well, you can make money for a corporation anywhere. So I think they mean like the entertainment options that exist on the coasts. Like, I don't know, concerts and ball games.
is a better thing to do than get married, have a kid, raise a family.
Right, yeah. And have a career.
Wait, look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I don't feel that. I have three kids. One is married. One maybe at some point. Oh, my dad, who turned 85 on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know if he has lost his filter or just doesn't give a crap, because those are two different things.
Uh-huh.
If you think, you know, this is going to make people uncomfortable, but it needs to be said. Or you've just lost the sense of how uncomfortable it's going to make people. Those are two different situations. But he was utterly shameless in quizzing my youngest daughter, Delaney, and her man about what's going on here. What's the timetable? What are we thinking here? Are you going to make an honest woman of her or what?
Oh, that's always a good time.
And it was playful. It was definitely playful. But it was... It caused a great deal of rolling of eyes and heads in hands.
How did the male handle it?
With a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable.
Which is one of the reasons I like him. Yeah, it was shameless.
I can't wait for that time in my life.
What I like with those kind of things is how some people just look like couples. Like, I got one niece, and she's had several long-term boyfriends, but her current long-term boyfriend, they look like they've been married for 30 years. They just do. They're probably going to get married, and they just look like they are a married couple. It's funny how some people just fit together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, as this piece goes on, she gets more philosophical about, there's this pressure to delay, pressure to keep searching, pressure to do life alone. Don't fall too hard too fast, not to intertwine and entangle, never to lose control, to keep lives and hearts uncrossed. This impossible tightrope we're trying to walk, this vain attempt to fall in love while standing perfectly upright without ever losing our footing, depending on someone, without losing an inch of independence. The pressure and pain of holding each other at arm's length at all times, our lives perfectly partitioned, the stakes permanently low. That's really good writing.
Mm-hmm. When's the timetable change? Clearly they mean in your 20s at least.
Yeah.
You're really making a mistake if you get married and have kids. But so by 42 you should, or what? Does they get to that?
She doesn't really write about that. But the lie, and it's interesting why people would be so enthused about this lie. The lie that you can wait as long as you want and have kids, it's bad. It's damaging. It hurts people, particularly women. It gets more and more difficult. It's more and more prone to, you know, trouble for you and the baby. It's just, it's wrong. We're made to have babies and start producing them when we're like 16, 17, 18.
That's what we are even by my standards.
We're at the peak of our physical health, and you can't kill an 18-year-old if you want to. And granted, you know, okay, society's changing, you can put that off, but the idea that, have your career, establish your career, then at age 45, become a mommy. It happens, and it's okay in a lot of cases, but as plans go, it's not nearly the best one. But again, if that has been your plan, you have a child and you love it dearly and you're doing your best, I bless you and wish you nothing but happiness.
No, that's good, because you can answer those emails all day long. You'll get plenty
of them. Generalized, though. I'm talking generally speaking.
No, are you?
Please.
Sounds like you're attacking them to me.
It's like generalizing about whether it's a good idea to run off and join the circus or not. Generally speaking, no.
Yeah, good comparison.
No, it is a good comparison unless you're a dope. Oh, now I'm insulting my coworkers.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. I got out of control. No, you're taking a much higher set of risks.
Hmm.
Pros and cons. But, you know, teach their own. That's the beauty of being a libertarian. I speak my piece. Now you go do you, and I don't particularly care what you do.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're Armstrong and Getty, and here's a question for you. Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts?
normal systems, traditional systems can't. They only take action after someone's already inside, and that's too late. SimpliSafe is designed to be proactive.
They have a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. You got your AI-powered cameras to keep watch outside for potential threats, and here's what's really different. When something looks off, live agents step in for you, confronting the person through the camera, stating that they're on video and that police will be dispatched if they don't leave.
If needed, agents can trigger a loud siren and a spotlight. How cool is that? That outside-the-door intervention from live agents is the difference. They act early, not after, and they do it even if you're asleep, in a meeting, or not around.
This month only, take 50% off any new system. This is one of the best prices you will ever see for SimpliSafe. Don't miss it. Hit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Again, that's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and lock in your discount. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Start the year with a splash of flavor. Heartland Steak Co.'s Reef and Beef Package combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. With the Reef and Beef Package from Heartland Steak Co., you will be feasting on Maine cold water lobster, jumbo USA sea scallops, 16-ounce USDA choice ribeye steaks, and 8-ounce filet mignon, delivered straight to your door. Don't wait long, because the Reef and Beef Package from Heartland Steak Co. will not be around forever. So treat yourself or pick one up as a gift for family, friends, clients, or anyone who loves that true Midwest taste. Ordering is easy at HeartlandSteakCo.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Give the gift of flavor this year with Heartland Steak Co. That's HeartlandSteakCo.com, promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh,
Armstrong and Getty Show.
From the Department of Why Does Nobody Recognize We're Driving Toward a Cliff at 100 Miles Per Hour?
Yeah.
Alicia Finley of the Wall Street Journal pointing out that America's buy now, pay later economy is showing signs of an emerging debt crisis everywhere.
I don't like this story. I'm not doing that. I'm a I don't buy it until I can afford it sort of guy. But we all get brought down by a financial collapse. We all realize that, right?
Right. The word inclusive is very hot these days. There certainly was a couple of years ago. That's the brilliant thing about a financial crash. It includes virtually everybody in misery. So anyway, so she points out that serious credit card and auto loan delinquencies have climbed to the level of the 2008-09 recession.
Okay, so right after that giant crash, not surprising that lots of people all of a sudden were in trouble and not quite making their payments on time and that sort of stuff. What is the reason now?
Nobody's sure. We like spending money. She says the housing market shows cracks while the labor market is weakening, but you wouldn't know it from the buoyant stock market and consumer spending. America's buy now, pay later economy, increasingly fueled by leverage as consumers, investors, businesses, and the government are all taking on more debt, which she points out, and there's always one person like this at the party. She points out you have to pay for debt later with interest.
Thank you for that.
What a drag, man. Oh, as Americans max out their credit cards after years of inflation, buy now, pay later offers are popping up everywhere, from concert tickets to vacations to grocery stores.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I could see how it'd be appealing if I'm 21-year-old Jack and they'll never tour again or whatever.
It's their farewell tour, man.
Do not buy your concert tickets on, I can't afford it now, but I'll magically have more money 6 months from now. No, don't do that.
I guess there are now apps where you can split the cost of your purchases into installment payments over weeks or months. Some are currently interest-free for now, just include fees.
Here's
I guess.
What you do. You borrow against your used car. Is that still a thing that people are doing? Where you take out equity from your used car? Yeesh!
Right. Yeah. And unlike credit cards, a lot of these services don't report the loans to the credit bureaus, so folks are in much more debt than their credit rating might indicate.
But so these, all these different entities that are giving people these deals must feel like they're going to get paid back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Certainly in the short term. And they have carefully calculated their default rates and, you know, priced their services, accordingly. And you know, if somebody ends up not being able to pay, they just put their name on the blacklist. And
boy, my oldest son has got a life lesson coming on, I don't even remember what it was now. It's been so long. And something he really, really wanted and kind of fronted him the money on that with the idea that you will owe me and I will be keeping track of it. And I have been keeping track of it and he still owes me. And Christmas might just be, here, I've wiped off half your debt. Merry Christmas. And that would be a lesson in how that whole thing works.
That would be a great gift in a way.
Yeah.
Sure not to be appreciated at the time. according to a recent survey, about half of consumers have used a buy now, pay later service. This is not a niche. This is half.
Wow.
Heavily skewed toward the young.
Concert tickets, your vacation. I mean, everybody kind of does that on vacation, right? Because you put everything on your credit card, whether you pay it off that month or over a couple of months.
Good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Federal Reserve paper last December found such users are more likely to have low credit scores, carry a balance on credit cards, have incurred checking overdraft fees, and have more delinquent credit accounts. Financially vulnerable consumers may be overextending themselves. And let's see. One of the bigger buy now, pay later services announced an IPO, which is expected to be one of the biggest of the year. Such services make money by capitalizing on financially stretched consumers, especially young people who don't want to tighten their belts. Wow.
According to the Babylon Bee, as we told you, the Social Security Administration is going to be renamed the Charles Ponzi Memorial Retirement Plan, which I like.
That is great.
The Department of Justice will be changed to the Department of Revenge on All Losers and Haters. I don't think that's appropriate.
And yet, somewhat accurate in these days of lawfare.
This is the one that hurts. The Department of the Treasury will be changed to the Chinese Loan Office. One more that I liked. Housing and Urban Development will retitle as Department of the Poors.
The Poors. Wow.
By the way, we got a text from somebody who said they always appreciate when I do my Porky Pig routine not being able to pronounce the word.
Hey, I got another statistic for you. That's enough fun. Back to the misery. So in 2012, mortgage, holders had debt to income ratios considered risky, right? 28% of people had a debt to income ratio that was pretty risky. 28%. Last year, 69%.
Oh my God.
70%. For Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it was 38%, up from 16% in 2012.
7 out of 10 of you. Us.
Yeah.
I don't think I do. Have a risky debt to income ratio.
And if I haven't driven you to buy gold and bury it in your backyards yet, how about one more? The FHA, Federal Housing Association, do we have a fancy new name for them from the Babylon Bee?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. They've waived or reduced monthly payments on 1.2 million mortgages over the past 2 years. That's about 15% of the total that they hold. And without that forgiveness passed during the Biden administration, delinquencies would be near the level of the 2008-09 meltdown. Fannie and Freddie have also been slashing and deferring payments on hundreds of thousands of mortgages.
So I go into my son's room last night to talk to him, which is one of the grooviest high schooler bedrooms I've ever seen in my life. He's put a lot of effort into it, and it's very cool and dark. It's always very dark in there. But anyway, I go into my high schooler's room last night. It did not smell pleasant. I said, what is the deal in here?
An aggressive scent.
And he must have taken that to heart, because now the entire house smells like high school boy cologne. And I said, what did you do? And he said, well, you sit at smell bed. So I sprayed around some of my cologne. I thought that would help. Some of your cologne. It smells like you're on a date with four high school sophomore boys right now in my house.
Way too much. Important to ascertain the source of the funk first.
It's funny. I don't know what it is about the scent, but it smells like, if you had to name the smell, you'd say, I'm on a date with a boy who's about old enough to get his driver's license. That's what it smells like. Its own scent. Ew.
Wow. Axe bedroom spray.
Something like that.
Yikes.
Among the stories.
Oh, I hope he bought it for cash and didn't borrow the money or, break up the payment.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why don't you care? I don't remember why I cared. I just did. That's interesting. Well, that squares pretty comfortably with addiction in general, doesn't it?
I guess, yeah.
No, I was just trying to picture when she was talking about the standing up there in front of the class and they're used to getting dopamine hits all day long. Remember, if you're older, remember how incredibly boring your ninth grade social studies teacher was? Now try to imagine it with your current brain that's used to getting, bam, 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 bam all day long. Not your, I was 15 years old back in the time when, my brain was much slower.
Sure.
You were bored then. Imagine it now. Oh, my God.
Imagine you're a child who's never gone through that stage of development that we did.
Yeah, I know.
It's worse than we can imagine. We can't imagine it.
Because I have a hard time reading long form myself. I have to, really discipline myself to make myself do it. Because it seems so boring for a while until I get back in the groove. Because I've ruined my brain. And my brain worked fairly well up until 2008. And I started staring at a smartphone. So yeah, if you've never had that, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out a way. They might have to craft lessons in school to where they're all